Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every day it's just me and a pile of iron.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Is 2-4 still going to be locking people down on that edge or what?
This will be the best year yet. I said it here today. Mark it down.
Throws that way. It's picked off by Jonathan Joseph. Across the 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll. The Texans go in front on the pick six.
Fred Davis, 34-year-old musician guy. Yeah, I tell you what, God bless you.
Landry Locker.
Lopez talking with that bacon neck. Looks like breakfast is about to be served.
Oh, man.
And John Lopez.
Green, man. Dude. Right, Figgy?
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Sports Radio 610.
Altuve, right field, back there. Bats at the track. He leaps, and it is out. It's off a fan. No, they're saying off of Bats. It is in play, and maybe calling it interference. If a spectator interference clearly prevents a fielder from catching a fly ball, the umpire can declare the batter out, and out is the call. Wow.
Oh. Welcome in.
No, no, come on now.
H-Town. Nah, come on. Come on, come on, man. Come oh, on, man.
Oh, oh, is that what happened?
Oh.
No, man, that, listen. That's the kind of O. You get the O face.
That's precedent right there.
You get the O face after what went down last night. Welcome like in, H-Town. This is.
Oh, now I'm all, I need more energy than that. I need more of a coffee eye opener, man.
This is.
We should replay the open, man.
In the loop. Well, I was. Here's the deal.
Yeah, we really do. We really do.
I'm going to tell you right now, that play last night, and it's got the entire. Listen, it's got the internet going nuts. Obviously, it's got Houston going nuts.
It was
nuts.
On Good Morning America today I was getting ready.
You would, if you didn't know any better, you wouldn't even have realized that the Dodgers and Brewers even played a game yesterday.
Yes.
Because it was overshadowed by. What's been by far the best game of the postseason for controversy, for questionable decisions, for just, you know, again, just the Astros repeatedly making Texan-like mistakes that have enabled them to, or excuse me, have dug them into a 3-1 hole. Here they are, and again, I know, and Landry, here we are in episode what? How are you going to do this, by the way?
Episode 101, shout out to Quala DeVille from 101 Dalmatians, one of the best female evil characters of all time. Got to give her a shout out. Shout out to Quala DeVille.
I thought it was Cruella.
Well, no, let's not do this today. Let's not do this today. It's not the time.
I feel like it is Cruella DeVille. What did you call her?
Quala?
No, it's Cruella.
It's not
Did
Koala?
You not have a childhood?
No, I mean, I know Koala DeVille, Koala DeVille, no, she doesn't scare Koala. You, no evil will, well, yeah,
Koala
I know that.
DeVille. Yeah. I tell you what, has me not yelling into the microphone gotten everybody off?
That's why I said we got to start the open again, man.
Let's do it one more time. Let's try this again.
All right, here you go. All right, we're going to get this right. We got this right. All right, here you go, H-Town.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Is 2-4 still going to be locking people down on that edge or what? This will be the best year yet. I said it here today. Mark it down.
Throws that way. It's picked off by Jonathan Joseph.
I said it.
Across the 15, 10, 5. Rock and roll. The Texans go in front on the pick six.
Fred Davis, 34-year-old musician guy. Yeah, I tell you what, God bless you.
Landry Locker.
Lopez talking with that bacon neck. Looks like breakfast is about to be served.
Oh, man.
And John Lopez.
Green, man.
Dude. Right, Figgy?
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Sports Radio 610.
Welcome in, H-Town. Let's try this again. Game 5, Houston Astros going down tonight. Justin Verlander on the bump. Everybody is scratching their heads wondering what in the hell has gone wrong with your Houston. Here we were a week ago today discounting the Boston Red Sox. I had the Astros winning in five. I thought this was, I didn't say it was going to be a walkover, but I certainly didn't expect the Astros to be down 3-1. Here we are after last night's contest, and it is just, we talked about, I said last night was a must win. I think the Astros are done. I hate to say it. I hate to be that guy. But this series, to me, we've all watched enough sports. We've all seen our teams play. Mm-hmm. We've all been witness to whatever and seen miraculous performances. And I'm not saying the Astros can't get it done, all right? If anybody can do it, the Astros are certainly well equipped to do it. But sometimes the other team is just better, and it's their time.
The Astros that I know are equipped to do it. I don't know about these guys.
Oh, I see what you did.
I'm with you, Landry. I think
you tell your parent, your kids.
I think they can win three in a row, the Astros that I know. I don't know these guys.
All right, let me tell you about these guys.
Yeah. Tell me
let
about
me go
these
ahead.
Guys.
Let me go ahead and tell you these about guys. These guys. Let me just tell you this right now. There's a guy on the mound right now by the name of Justin Verlander.
I like
Justin
that guy.
Verlander.
Is he on the mound right now?
No, he's going to be on the mound. Yeah, he's probably on the mound right now getting his warm-ups in because that dude's
ready.
Foaming out the mouth ready to go. He's 9 hours early, but he's on that mound right now getting ready to go.
It's Justin, a long warm-up.
Justin Verlander is on the mound tonight. That's who you want on the mound. When you need to win a game, there's not anyone else you'd rather have on the mound than Justin Verlander. And he would have been opposed by a guy by the name of Chris Sale. Instead, we don't know when Chris Sale's going to pitch. So if Justin Verlander wins today and all of a sudden Chris Sale pitches game six, the Astros have owned his ass in the playoffs the last 2 years. He started three times against the Astros. His ERA is nearly 9. There's a precedent to when teams go down 3-1, you still have a chance. And things are lined up, despite the fact what we've seen so far from this Astros team, things are lined up to where you got the guy you want on the mound to get this one, and then you can go back to Boston, and hopefully you get another look at Chris Sale. This thing is not over for the Houston Astros. Now, with that said, you put a gun to my head, I'm probably not going to pick the Astros to win, but there is a chance that the Astros can make this very interesting. And there were signs yesterday that there's still some life in this team.
There were. I love your I love your pep talks. They always make me start to think that maybe it could happen. There's a chance. I just don't know what these guys are doing. We're going to talk about the call. We all know what the call is. That's the lead. Probably 80% of the show, there's going to be different angles and stuff regarding that. But I almost feel guilty, you know, dissecting this call and who did what and did they get it right.
I don't think it's that complicated.
I mean, they got it right in my view.
I really don't. Because to me, that call is as simple as this. Let's pretend that call went down in Boston. Okay. Mm-hmm. Astro fans, you guys, and if they'd have made the exact same call in Boston, if it was, let's just pretend it was the exact same play, the exact same scenario, exact same situation. Let's pretend it's Josh Reddick going up or George Springer, insert whoever, making that catch, and he gets interfered with. You guys would all be saying the same thing. That's fan interference. Yeah. All right. I mean, that's the way sports works. If you're an Astro fan, you're pissed off about what happened last night, because if you go by the letter of the law, by the rule itself, and it was tweeted out 18 million times last night, that one little blurb of it. Yeah. All right. The guy reached over. Okay. And here's the problem. No one's disparaging the fans, because again, you've got that seat there. You're putting your hand. I mean, if I threw a ball to you right now, John Lopez, or you, Landry, or you, Figgy, you're gonna stick your hand out. It's a visceral reaction.
It's exactly what it is.
You
I don't blame the fan at all. I feel bad that a lot of the local TV stations were kind of following. What was going on? Who was doing that, Landry?
Oh my gosh, this guy's following this fan. I don't even know his name.
Channel 13.
He's an ABC guy, and this guy is an absolute.
Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, he's his name's Nick Notaro. Of ABC 13. And Nick, if you're listening, or if you know Nick,
give us a call.
You can call in and defend yourself, because I'm ripping your ass at 120. Following a fan to the bathroom and treating him like he's an effing Kardashian because he does what a lot of fans would do, you're a disgrace. You are a clickbait disgrace to put that guy in that situation.
In fairness to Nick.
He might have been told.
Thank you.
That's Nick, fair, but still.
Nick's producer probably told him.
This is what you have to do.
Well, it's a snowball effect of garbage.
Whoever is making that decision.
Garbage.
But look, I feel like the overwhelming evidence is clear. People are going to disagree because you see like what you're talking about. Yeah. You see what you want to see if you're an Astros fan. The one video, I've tweeted it out. People have seen it. It was Eduardo Perez. There's a couple of still pictures. It's not the guy in the orange shirt. It was Caldwell or whatever his name is. I don't even want to throw him out there because I don't want to give
if
him,
he's listening, I don't want to give him a hard time. 572, 46,
I don't blame him at all. All I'm saying, the guy that actually hit the ball, and but to his left, your right, if you're looking at the picture, there's a guy with his hand on top of the fence.
The dude in the white shirt.
And he's reaching over, too. And the guy's hands that actually touched the ball are past that guy's. And I know we're getting very, very Zapruder-like here, but if you want, what did it for me was that. They reached into the field of play, past the plane of the fence. That's fan interference. I'm sorry. I wish it wasn't.
I hate to say it.
And I'm sorry that that's going to dominate the image of this. When the series is over 10 years, 20 years from now, when people are looking on Wikipedia or whatever the version of Wikipedia is at that point about this series, they're going to talk about that call. That's not what put the Astros here.
No.
The Astros are in dire straits because of a lot of other things.
No, this has been a mishmash of sorts of just follies and bad mistakes. And here's the reality of all of it is, you know, we talk about the NFL all the time. You talk to any NFL player, whatever, that the NFL is a game of inches.
Mm-hmm.
When you really get right down to it, the Astros are essentially two Bregman just near misses from being up 3-1. You know what I'm saying? Because if he hits that ball a little more flush in game two, guess what? They win game two. If he hits it a little bit different in game last night or Benintendi or whatever. Benintendi misses it, guess what? They win last night. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, of all the things that have gone down in this series, the Astros really, who have not played their best baseball, it's not been A.J. Hinch's finest moment. The bullpen that was, you know, one of the best in the major leagues, if not the best in the major leagues, has been a huge disappointment through four games so far. All right, and you're starting pitching for as great as Charlie Morton was. He was a hot mess last night. All right, I think it was our boy Adam Spolane who had a terrific tweet last night, and the things that have happened for the first time in this series all year long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Garrett Cole giving up runs. You know, Dallas Keuchel not striking anybody out for the first time all season. I think it was one other thing he did about somebody not getting any hits or going hitless. It might have been Marwin Gonzalez or Yuli or something like that. I think it was Marwin Gonzalez or something like that. But, you know, again, there's been so many different things that have gone into what has, you know, has happened.
How they got here.
The Astros, exactly, gotten into a 3-1 hole.
And even with this call and with the call that everybody's angry about, the Astros still tied the game. They still had chances to win. George Springer misses a catch by a couple inches. Two-run home run on the next play. Correa in the seventh inning. He's inches away from turning a double play. He doesn't touch the bag. They score after that. You had Tony Kemp get thrown out at second base when you're down three runs and you're trying to rally. That absolutely killed that. It was the Astros still had chances to win this game and they just didn't take advantage of it.
That's kind of my point. We're going to talk about it. There's a lot to discuss. Some people will adamantly disagree, but all I'm saying is this: the Astros are here down 3-1 because, well, let's put it this way. Over the last 20 innings in the American League Championship, 20 innings, the Astros pitching has had 3-1-2-3 innings.
You're not going to win that way.
17 times they've allowed guys on base.
Yeah.
Runs or whatever. That has nothing to do with the call.
No, you can't win baseball. For a team that won 103 games, they've made too many mistakes, as you've alluded to. And again, pitching.
17 out of 20 innings they've allowed base runners.
It's not going to get it done, John Lopez. That is not. You know what they need to do? They need to take a trip to the John Lopez massage room, is what it sounds
That's
like.
What they do.
I'll tell you what, if that can't get your mind right, I don't know what will. Listen, we've got a fantastic show planned for you today. Don't forget, I'll tell you what a day. Houston sports, I mean, are we hanging our hat on the Texans right now? I mean, is that where we're at?
First place Texans, yeah. You're ass.
Is that where we're at right now?
First place Texans.
Jeff Bezdelic, if you're listening, 713-572-4610, because apparently you took all the defensive secrets with you and the conditioning program because the Rockets looked atrocious last night.
That's how they're answering the phone at NRG, by the way. What's if you that? Call there... First place Texans.
Are you serious?
First place Texans.
We should call them. I almost want to see.
I'm just kidding. I made that up.
I wouldn't put it past them. That's believable. That is entirely believable. Jeff Bezdelic, we don't know where he's at. We know he's not at Toyota Center. That's for damn sure. After that absolute shellacking last night. And, hey, Listen, I was a fan of the Carmelo signing, and guess what? He's already doing Carmelo-type things.
Is he?
Carmelo. We'll get to him later on in the program. I'm telling you right now, you can't make this stuff up. You really, really can't. So what a huge show. We've got our girl, Lauren Rue.
Lauren Rue.
From 1010XL. She's a lot of fun. She really is, literally and figuratively. She's coming on the show. What time we got her coming on at what, 1040? Localize it? Absolutely. So we're going to localize it with her. 1010XL over in Jayville, talking all things Jacksonville. Listen, you guys know how we feel right now about the Houston Texans, and how are they feeling right now in Jacksonville about those Jacksonville Jaguars? Lauren's going to give us a very candid perception of how things are going on in Jayville and kind of what they feel about what's going to happen this weekend as well. So when we come back, it's the call been heard around the world. Joe West is not anybody. I'll tell you what, he's probably feeling more like Kanye West right now with all the scrutiny he's getting after last night. But did he get the call right? We think so. What say you? 713-572-4610. And the one number that if you're an Astros fan, this is not the number you want to hear. I'll tell you what it is next. Don't go anywhere. It's Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.